What's going on, everybody? The garage is open, and once again, for the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer, the third, the host of the EG3 show. And the EG3 show is all about the world of NASCAR, folks. Game World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And tonight, you know what it is. It is time for, of course, the post-race reaction from California, wrapping up NASCAR Goes Out West. Huge turn of events in this race, and a different winner in Victory Lane. And also, we'll look at the Xfinity Series also, which was won by a Cup driver. But yes, yesterday at Auto Club Speedway, Kevin Harvick's bid for four straight wins comes to a close. A big thud in the backstretch with the 42 car of Kyle Larson. And that was all she wrote for that. And then the 78 car, once again, MTJ, for the third time in this format, completes the sweep of all the races, pretty much stage one, stage two, pretty much what he did last year. The defending champ of the Cup Series strikes at California. Big time win, a dominant performance once again by my dude Truex Jr. Unbelievable performance. And all this talk I heard at the end of the broadcast yesterday, and it carried on in the social media about, you know, whether Harvick might have had something for the 7-8 car. But even so, you know, people give Kevin Harvick a lot of credit here lately about the speed, the raw speed that he has in his SHR, Stewart Haas Racing Ford. But, you know, I've said this to a couple of people already. I think Truex has been kind of overlooked a little bit. Yes, he doesn't have, up until yesterday, he didn't have that winning speed that he had all last year. But he's been right there. And I even said, tweeted this out last week or 2 weeks ago, one of the 2 weeks. If you want to follow me, it's at @Eddie_EG3. Again, at the cartoon show, @Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle. I tweeted this out saying, MTJ is right there in the mix. He's just not in Harvick's zip code. Well, even when Harvick was on track yesterday, all this talk about Kevin Harvick, fast on the 5 short run, fast on 10-mile lap average, fastest 15-lap average, all this other talk, and yet he struggled, even though he was still passing, breezing by cars. He was having difficulty getting past some of those cars, and one of those cars, the 42 of Kyle Larson. Of course, Kyle Larson coming in here to this race, winning four straight 2-mile tracks. That came to a close. It really should have came to a close last year, thanks to a stupid late caution that I'm still kind of irritated about at Michigan last year, where Martin was definitely on his way to a win. It was going to be likely a 1-2 finish with Fernando Racing. Of course, Eric Jones last year driving that 77. Of course, this year driving the 20. He did a good job. Continues his quiet performance here at the start of 2018. But Larson coming in here, trying to go 5 straight, couldn't get it done. And the turning point of this race, Kevin Harvick, absolutely. He and Kyle Larson digging hard early on in this race. You would be thinking that this is the end of the race at this point in time. This was very early in the race. These two drivers battling hard. Jeff Gordon made the comment during this big old battle between these two guys, saying that this is a critical part in this race, that Harvick had to get around Kyle Larson. You don't want to give the spot just in case the stage comes into caution, something like that. And Harvick got irritated. Now, Kevin Harvick has been out front all since the Harvicking comes to a close yesterday. Kevin, he hasn't had to deal with this much racing against one against another driver for a few weeks. I know he's had the car to beat 2 of the 4 weeks, really. I said last week on the post-race concerning Phoenix that he did not have a dominant car. Kyle Busch did, and Kyle Busch once again falls short yesterday due to one of the pit crew members doing the wrong change on the car. Thought that was funny, not knowing how to do stuff, and again, that costly goes back to the taking away the extra man on pit road, and all these five guys, pit crew guys, having to multitask and do pretty much everything, learn how to turn the wedge, learn how to do all these things that this extra man was responsible for. So Kyle Busch, and I'll touch more on him in just a moment, but Harvick, Larson, and then Harvick wasn't happy, and then he met to do whatever he was doing, comes down on Larson. Larson gets Harvick loose, and then that's when the action ensued. Harvick comes down, and he said in his post-race interview, on accident, and he and Larson tangle, and Harvick ends up into the wall hard, which pretty much wrapped up his chances at going for the four-peat. You know, post-game guy said that Harvick would have had a chance to compete with Truex. I don't think that was going to happen. Barney, you know, part of this wants me to see what would happen. I wish Harvick was out there on the racetrack yesterday throughout the whole race to see what would unfold. But even with Kevin Harvick on the track for whatever it was, 25, 30 laps before he and Kyle Larson had their little dance with the wall, Truex was pulling away, and early in the first run, they were a little loose. Cole Pearn, the crew chief of the 78 team, said that car was a little loose to start, and then when he fixed that thing up, that thing was hauling the mail all the way to Never Never Land, and nobody could touch him. Now, Kyle Busch was right there with him. It was a battle between these two Toyotas, the 18, the 78, battling for much of the day. And when it counted the most, 18 crew members team, I'm going to put it on the team, not the individual, but the individuals screwed up. But the team pit road, this is the story of what happened last year. Kyle Busch had all this fast race cars, but critical mistakes, whether it's on the racetrack, battling with Stenhouse last year, or pit crew making mistakes, or a judgment call and error, like the Brickyard 400 last year between these two teams tangling, when they both had fast cars. One of those cars could have won the Brickyard 400, but situation like Harvick and Larson last year, those two tangled up and ended in a two-turn wall hard, and took themselves both out. And Larson is very lucky he didn't take himself out of this mix as well. Very fortunate to finish in a runner-up spot like he did yesterday. You'll see the post-race reaction, Auto Club Speedway, EG3 show, Eddie Gritter III here with you guys tonight on this post-race reaction podcast, breaking down Auto Club Speedway. Truex dominates the race, and all this worry from fans, we can all calm down now. I wasn't really too worried about it. And there's a lot of, for whatever reason, panic for some fans of MTJ, but I haven't had a chance to listen to all that other stuff yet. I'll take some time to do that here tonight or tomorrow when I get back home from work. But he assured fans that, hey, it's all right now. We're on the board. And, oh, by the way, MTJ, second in the playoff points, 7 now. He jumps Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon still has those 5 points from the season opening win at the Daytona 500. Back to Kyle Busch, who finished third in this race. Again, a lot of post-race comments surrounding him and his situation. And obviously, again, he did the MRN post-race interview yesterday, but when it came to Fox, he did not do that. And he said, because he was with MRN, and he was all the way down the opposite end of pit road, given the fact that he was tagged for loose lug nuts, and again, we're going to hear that sometime middle of this week, and given any penalty should be handed out, we've had two L1 penalties in the last 2 weeks. Will we have another one? We'll have to find out, but I haven't heard anything yet about L1 penalties yet, so everybody's clean, at least for the moment, here Monday night recording this podcast, so who knows what's going to happen after we close up shop here tonight for this post-race podcast. But Bush was getting hammered hard by a lot of his critics. But again, he answered, did like a Q&A session of whatever he was doing yesterday on his own Twitter, answering fan questions or whatever. But again, this is the same issue. Fast race cars and key mistakes have plagued this team again yesterday. And Kyle Busch easily could have won all three of these races, but instead comes up with nothing and goes to Martinsville. The last time we were there, Kyle Busch won the race over Martin Truex to cash his ticket into the championship four a few months ago. That was last season late, and we all know with Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, and all the other stuff, we'll touch on that later on this week as the series heads to Martinsville. The trucks will be back on the track as well. The Xfinity Series will take their week off and prepare for Texas. That's the next time the Xfinity Series race. Xfinity boys will have at it. But again, Kyle Busch, another missed opportunity due to a pit crew member making the wrong change on a race car. And at this point of the time, Kyle Busch was leading. Truex hawked them down, and they both went in the pits. And then Kyle Busch did go out, I believe, ahead of Truex at that point, but Truex chased him down and blew the doors away from Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Keselowski, and the rest of the field, because it's been the last 3 years. Pern gives Truex a car like that, we know where it's going. Obviously, we've seen it the last 3 years, three, 4 years. Truex takes it and takes it to the house like he did. And Truex led 125 laps, Kyle Busch leading 62 laps in this race yesterday at Auto Club Speedway. We're going to go down through the full field rundown of the race yesterday, beginning at shotgun like we always do in the post-race, starting with Trevor Bayne, dead last in this race, blew a tire late, and, well, actually blew a tire, excuse me, let me check that, blew a tire in the middle of the race, and he finished dead last. And news on Jeffrey Earnhardt today that he is no longer with the 00 team. Things have not gone so well for Earnhardt and that team. Best finish, 21st at Daytona 500 in Florida, and ends his stint with the 00 team 36. And the story of the West Coast swing, Kevin Harvick going for four in a row, obviously Atlanta capturing, dominating that, then doing the Harvicking at Las Vegas, and the Harvicking saga continued at Phoenix, and the Harvicking ends right there at three. And the contact with Kyle Larson put him multiple laps down, and he was the points leader coming into this race. And with the way that Truex dumped the field, winning stage one, winning stage two, and the winner of the race, he is not the points leader anymore. And due to finishing 35th, he took a huge hit in the regular season points. We'll take a look at that once we wrap up with this. Reed Sorensen finished 34th. Timmy Hill, 33rd. Greg Gaulding, 32nd. Matt DiBenedetto, 31st. Chris Buescher in that 37 had a great qualifying effort, but struggled much of the afternoon. Ross Chastain finished in the 29th spot. You go up a little bit more to Cole Whitt, who finished 28th, Ty Dillon 27th, they have Michael McDowell 26th, and his teammate David Reagan 25th, Casey Kane 24th, Daniel Suarez, 23rd. Almendinger, 22nd. Ryan Newman in the 21st possession, beginning the top 20 with 20th place. How about Bubba Wallace, who's pumped up from Martinsville this weekend, comes home in the 20th possession. So another top 20 finish for Bubba in the Auto Club 400. So that was a good way to end the West Coast swing there. Paul Menard, 19th. Ricky Stenhouse, 18th. Jamie Mack in 17th. Chase Elliott had an off weekend. Chase Elliott getting hit with the latest L1 penalty. He comes home in 16th. William Byron, top 15 run for the 24 in 15th. Kurt Busch, 14th. Alex Bowman in the 13th spot. Eric Almirola finishing the top dozen in 12th. And Clint Bowyer, who was going to be much of a factor than that, finish in 11th spot, which puts us in our top 10 for the Auto Club 400. Austin Dillon makes the top 10 list this weekend, finished 10th. So a good run for the 3 car. And how about this? Jimmy Johnson, the 48, has appeared in his home state. How about that? Jimmy Johnson finished in the 9th spot, and I had him in my fantasy. I'll talk about my fantasy lineup coming up later this week. Jimmy Johnson coming home in the 9th spot. So the 48, can they make any gains heading into this short track swing here, beginning at Martinsville here this week? Ryan Blaney, who tacked the wall and comes out of nowhere really to finish in the 8th spot. So nice rally for the 12. Eric Jones, I talked about earlier, finished 7th. Denny Hamlin, 6th. Your top 5, Joey Logano, finish in the 5th spot. Joey Logano had a great weekend. Was it bidding for the sweep? And spoiler alert, Xfinity, I almost said Brad Keselowski, but the good thing I'm at Logano. Logano winning the Xfinity Series race on Saturday afternoon. Logano was up front leading for a little bit. Comes home in the 5th spot. Keselowski 4th. And I talked about the 3 front runners who were the talk of the town last year, appeared again here in this race. And they were definitely going to, they were really posing Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, Kyle Larson, Martin Truex Jr., the stories, the 3 race cars who were the dominating factor last year, particularly Truex. And they showed their hand again yesterday. Truex, the big winner at Auto Club. Larson did not lead a lap in this race. And Kyle Busch, who had the second most laps in this race. That's a full field rundown for the Auto Club 400. You're listening to the EG3 Show post-race reaction from Auto Club Raceway. My name is Eddie Greer tonight, breaking it down for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. But again, you know, to me, it was a little bit disrespectful yesterday. I'm jumping back just real quick on a Truex Harvick situation. You know, Harvick was out, yes. You know, you don't have to keep talking about him because he's out of the mix. I don't know why I have to keep talking about him. But it seemed to me at that moment in time, at least early on, that Truex and Colper made the right changes on that 78 rocket ship. And the 4 team made the wrong changes and they weren't as fast as they were. Again, Harvick still made good passes like he's had done all West Coast trip long. But he had trouble getting around Kyle Larson, and Truex, Kyle Busch drove away. Truex was in his own zip code all afternoon long, got the win. And that was his first, by the way, at the 2-mile track at California. Truex has been pretty strong out there for the last several years, but it's been either he's been caught up with strategy or been caught up with somebody else's mess. But MTJ cashes in big at Auto Club Raceway. That's big. And by the way, last year's regular season champ, I know that's not, I mean, that's important for the playoffs, but what matters though, he's going to be defending his title from a year ago. And I have an opportunity to do that here later on this fall. Truex, we're going to take a look at the point standings real quick. I talk about Harvick going all the way from 1st to 8th, and the way that Truex gathered up them stage points, he's in bit of a whole little bit. 46 back, Martin Truex Jr. for the first time in 2018 is the points leader after again winning the regular season champ last year, taking that, and we all know what happened there. Kyle Busch stalking him like he did last year. Again, this he's second right now, 9 points back. Joey Logano is third, 19 points back. Brad Keselowski is sitting fourth. Ryan Blaney, teammate Blaney, in fifth. Penske, 3, 4, 5 right now. They have Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, Kevin Harvick, I mentioned, Clint Bowyer, and Eric Almirola. That is your top 10 in points. And, of course, when we look at the playoff points right now, obviously Harvick leads the playoff points right now, 11. Then you have Enter Truex now with 7. And Austin Dillon, as I mentioned early in the podcast, he is now still has those 5 points from Daytona. So looking ahead now to the STP 500 for the Monster Energy Series coming up on this weekend. I'm actually looking forward to this race here, folks. I've been used to dread Martinsville, but for some reason I am looking, maybe because of last year's success or last fall's race, I'm looking forward to the race. We'll discuss more Martinsville later on this week on the EG3 Show podcast. Moving right along to the Xfinity Series, which raced on Saturday afternoon, and the Roseanne 300, which was won by Joey Logano, who started on the front row in this race. Christopher Bell winning another pole, but another dismal finish for the supposed quote-unquote championship favorite and the highest finishing Xfinity Series regular. That belonged to Justin Allgaier for the second consecutive week. Allgaier finishes second, Elliott Sadler third. Austin Dillon, who finished fourth. Daniel Hemric, another strong run, and fifth. Your rest of your top 10 from the Roseanne 300. Cole Custer, Tyler Reddick off to a great start. Matt Tiff, another great top 10 run in 8th. Ryan Preece made his debut, 2018 debut, in the Joe Gibbs Racing 18. Finished 9th. And how about a shout-out to big Ross Chastain, who did double duty this weekend. Ross Chastain and less equipment than some of these other folks. He's outdid some of these guys. Ross Chastain in 10th position rounds up the top 10. And you're looking at these names here. Notables, by the way. Spencer Gallagher finished 11th. Ryan Truex 12th. Brandon Jones finished 13th. Cass Grollo, who tagged the wall after crossing the finish line, in 14th spot. So he did not get unscathed. Jeremy Kmetz at one point was up in the top 10 late in this race. Finished in the 15th position, bouncing around here. Ryan Reed 17th. Michael Annette, who's up there, also got tangled up late. He finished 18th. Christopher Bell finished in the 21st spot. Jonathan Nemechek, 29th. These are these guys that I'm naming off. These are some big names here. And Ross Chastain don't get enough credit than he probably should have. Ross Chastain does good things each and every week with less equipment. And we've seen it. We've seen Ross Chastain do some work in the Cup Series already here this year. And he's doing some big work here so far this year in that four car. Keep an eye on Ross Chastain. That is your look at the Roseanne 300. So Ross Chastain, we're going to go to the EG3 helmet stickers real quick. And beginning with, we're going to start in the Xfinity Series. And I'm going to hand one out real quick here. I know Allgaier got one last week. Daniel Hemric is going to get one here this week, finishing in the fifth spot, and I'm going to go ahead and hand one to Ryan Preece, who started in the top 10, finished in the top 10, EG3 helmet sticker, and why not Ross Chastain, EG3 helmet sticker this week. And on the Cup side, obviously, got to get one to my guy, Truex, EG3 helmet sticker. Also, going down the list here real quick, Jimmy Johnson, EG3 helmet sticker of the week. And one more time, and we're going to go up the list a little bit. And, you know, how quiet has he been? And going to have to hand one to Kyle Larson EG3 helmet sticker. And a bonus, Erik Jones rounds out the EG3 helmet stickers this week. So there you have it, folks. 7 guys get it this week. And an extra one thrown in there with Erik Jones. Started there in the top 10 and ended up finishing right there in the 7th spot. And Erik Jones says he's been overlooked here so far this year. And I mentioned it on a preview show in that 20 car, doing some good things. We're going to head to Bristol here. I have him circled for that. So, but he has to deal with Martinsville first. But EG3 helmet stickers of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, just a couple more minutes tonight on this post-race reaction from Auto Club Race with the Auto Club 400, which we belong clearly to the man, defending champion 7878 Martin Truex Jr., bringing it home yesterday. And by the way, I have a little nugget about the overtimes yesterday that Waltrip and Gordon kept talking about, kept bringing it up. And we know us Truex fans, gotta give it to you. Special shout out to Truex Nation on Twitter that I'm a part of. You guys rock, man. That's all I gotta say. Enough said. I would say more, but hey, I put myself on time limit tonight so I can get out of here and do what I gotta do. But Truex Nation, you guys rock. Continue to do what you guys do, even though it was quiet yesterday, but you guys still are the team, or the nation that I ride with, and we ride with our guy all the way. So there's my 2 cents. But back to the on track with the cautions thing late in this race. I gotta tell you, I definitely thought that old caution was gonna come out. Jeff Gordon kept bringing up, Derek DW kept bringing up, oh, we're gonna get a caution here. If we get a caution, they were just waiting on that caution. And Martin Truex Jr. winning that last 60 laps green flag run there was the longest of the day. Obviously, the stage racing was 60-60-80 at Auto Club Raceway. So no caution came out there. So we can all breathe a sigh of relief that MTJ was able to bring that thing home first and score his first win of the season. And all this talk about, you know, Harvick, you know, he would have had something, but I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. I would highly doubt. And I said on a preview show that Harvick wasn't going to win 4 in a row. I said that, but not this way, though, with Harvick tangling up with Kyle Larson, because Harvick could not get around Larson. That pretty much changed the game. Truex was out front anyways at that time and pulling away from Kyle Busch, so nobody could touch him all day long. Cape World Truck Series update real quick for you guys. And I mentioned after a couple weeks off, they will be back on track this weekend on Saturday with the Alpha Energy Solutions 250, which Fox Sports 1 will carry that broadcast there. And of course, Johnny Sauter is your points leader there. And then before I miss that out on that, the Xfinity Series standings here real quick. And right now, I believe Elliott Sadler is the points leader, and I am correct. 4+4 on teammate Tyler Reddick, Junior Motorsports, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s team, owning the first 3 spots. 1, 2, 3. The other, Justin Allgaier, a point back from Reddick, 5 points out. Bell is in 4th right now, and followed by Daniel Hemric in the 5th spot. Number of the night I will leave you with, and I saw this on Jeff Gluck Twitter that I stumbled on yesterday during watching March Madness, which I'll touch on also when we get on later on in the week. 11.7. That was the margin of victory of Martin Truex Jr. yesterday at Auto Club Speedway, and that was marked the 4th largest winning margin in the track's history since 2009. Man, so we all know what Truex can do with a very good prepared race car. We all should know that by now. He takes it and puts a weapon on this field. Harvick's been doing it for the last several weeks, but Harvick got in a wreck, and we all know what happened there. And Truex Jr. took takes his armor and makes his own zip code and takes it to the house there. So a number of the week is 11.7, ranking the fourth largest margin of victory in Trax's history there yesterday afternoon. So a lot happening going on right now. And Harvick's winning ways at the moment comes to a halt thanks to Kyle Larson. And then Truex continues his quiet momentum with another top five finish. Now you can add a win to the bank and 7 playoff points to that. And we're going to a place now where I'm really excited for all of a sudden in Martinsville. Beating, banging, and everything else that comes with it. And we'll see what happens there. Again, I'll talk more about Martinsville later on this week. EG3 show, of course. March Madness has been anything but pure madness this weekend. And another shout out again to the alma mater. K-State is going to the Sweet 16, baby. Yeah. How about that? I would never would have said that at any point of this season, the way that things shook out, but and doing it without their best player, Dean Wade. And Dean made an announcement right after the game last night that he was 98% ready to roll out here on Thursday night with the Sweet 16 in my hometown, ATL. Man, and they're going against obviously a rich opponent, one of the more prominent opponents in all college basketball in Kentucky. But the way that this tournament has gone, they got anything can happen. So, but I'll explain more of that. I'll have a From Pit Road episode here later this week, probably around that time. And I don't have a team yet. Again, I don't have it really scheduled at all. I just look at what I want to do and I talk about it, choose it, pick it. And I have several teams that I have for specifically for different weeks coming up before, of course, for Kansas and all other stuff. So definitely, man, these number ones have been diminished from some of these teams. Xavier going down, North Carolina going down at home yesterday. All these teams, you know, losing. Virginia, the biggest story of the weekend, getting dumped by the 16 seed. UMBC, Baltimore, Maryland, the story of the tournament. But there's been also stories of the tournament like Loyola, Chicago going to the Sweet 16 also. So, you know, the Retrievers, yeah, they were in the Cinderella, but the Cinderella is that Loyola Chicago. Yet, nope, I have not seen them. Brushing all I know, I've seen from them, they keep advancing, and they're in the Sweet 16. So a lot of stuff going on there in the tournament, and we gotta see, can't wait to see what happens next when we all focus in on now the Sweet 16. 16 teams left. All of them have a chance to get in the Final Four. All right, folks, final plug for you guys here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening to the EG3 show post-race reaction from Auto Club Speedway. Of course, you can listen to this episode, of course, on Audio Boom and Spotify. Of course, this will be put up later on tonight, so possibly you'll probably listen to this either later on this evening or tomorrow, which is a Tuesday morning at some point in time. So, but this podcast will be up, episode will be up, going up tonight, and probably most likely be on iTunes tomorrow at some point. So EG3 show, yes, on Facebook, EG3show.com/Facebook. And of course, I said mentioned iTunes. Yep, we're on iTunes again. Feel free to subscribe, and on the Facebook page as well, I will throw the question, or really throughout the question status on there too. So you have the opportunity to throw your questions on there also. I would welcome those questions also, and on the iTunes side as well. And also leave us a rating there as well. And again, join the movement, the motto on the show. Join the movement. EG3 show is moving here this year. Join the movement, folks. And again, spread the word, folks, again, about the show. There's a lot of racing podcasts going on. There's a few more that have been added to the list this year, like ours and a couple of others also. So you got friends in the area, Mark Truex Jr. fans, Kyle Busch fans, Larson fans, whoever your favorite driver is, and you like listening to podcasts, tell them about the EG3 show. We're right here, folks, for you guys to listen to you guys, or for me to talk to you guys each and every week. And again, shout out to the folks, people from overseas that continue to listen to this podcast. That is greatly appreciated. Again, EG3 show, check us out wherever you listen to podcasts, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for the EG3 show post-race reaction of Auto Club Speedway right here with yours truly, Eddie Greer III. Once again, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to tonight's post-race reaction special. And I will talk to you guys at some point later this week, like usual. The next time I'll be talking to you guys is from Pit Road, where I usually take an organization and kind of analyze them a little bit and kind of talk about their history, their background, and all that fun stuff. So that's the next time I'll be talking to you guys. But for now, the garage has shut down, or I should say closed for now, and EG3, we're rolling out. Thanks for listening, everybody.